CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Florida dead ahead.
If they don't leave, they're putting their life on the line.
An official of the National Hurricane Center warning residents of the Keys that Hurricane Andrew, after raking the Bahamas and leaving four people dead, is now bearing down on South Florida. As Marianne Lewis of CBS affiliate WINZ Miami reports, Governor Lawton Childs has declared a state of emergency.
More than a million people are being evacuated from the Florida Keys and the coastal areas of Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. Some shelters in the Miami area are already full. Store shelves have been cleaned out. Homes and apartments have been boarded up in advance of Andrew's 150-mile-per-hour winds. Art St. Amand, the director of emergency preparedness for Broward County, expresses his number one concern.
98% of this population has never experienced a storm. Our buildings are built to code. However, no great amount of effort has been put into putting shutters on all of these buildings. So when this storm like this comes, this has all got to be done quickly.
Experts predict Andrew will be the strongest storm to hit the Florida coast in more than 40 years. Marianne Lewis for CBS News, Fort Lauderdale.
Fire crews in Northern California and Idaho have their hands full trying to contain wildfires that have destroyed a town, more than 300,000 acres, and driven thousands of people from their homes. Norm Benson of the California Department of Forestry says Mother Nature is not making it any easier.
We've had winds pick up and humidities are down a little bit and temperatures are up a little bit. We're not making any bets as to when this one's going to go out.
The California fire has burned 63,000 acres in mountainous Shasta County. There are smaller blazes burning in Utah, Oregon, and Southern California. President Bush, winding up his first weekend of campaigning after the Republican convention, continued bashing Bill Clinton today. During a stop at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield, Mr. Bush branded Clinton a whiner whose presidency would be a nightmare for the American people. The Democratic nominee, who's campaigning in New York State, criticized the Bush campaign's family values theme, saying it spends too much time focusing on the political impact in the short run rather than how children can be helped over the long haul. Washington is on the verge of taking steps it hopes will thwart Baghdad, as Rob Armstrong reports. Final word is expected within a few days.
White House spokesman Marlon Fitzwater told reporters that the U.S. and its allies are getting ready to announce a no-fly zone to protect the Shiites in southern Iraq from persecution by Saddam Hussein. He would not confirm reports that the announcement will be Tuesday, but Fitzwater said when the announcement is made, we can expect a presidential statement or possibly a presidential news conference.
Last year, the allies combined to set up similar safe zones in northern Iraq to protect the Kurds living there. The baton's being passed at the State Department today as James Baker takes over as White House Chief of Staff and Lawrence Eagleburger becomes Acting Secretary of State. Baker's number one goal, getting his boss reelected. Eagleburger is off to London for this week's peace conference on Yugoslavia. At 3 past the hour, this is CBS News.
So, you're Jack.
Sure am. Like my beanstalk?
Gonna climb it?
Yeah, and live up there.
Wouldn't you rather live in a nice house?
How can I afford a house?
Your realtor can help you find the right house and the leading mortgage lender.
Mortgage lender?
Yeah, Countrywide.
Countrywide?
Sure, they can lock into today's lower rates and pre-qualify you in 15 minutes over the phone.
Excellent. Well, I won't be needing these.
What?
The rest of these beans.
Lock in a low mortgage rate today. Call 800-877-LOAN. Countrywide, an equal housing lender.
Knock out the flea and tick problem for good. Hit them with a 1-2 punch from Hearts. Get rid of them with Hearts 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo. Those stuffed bubbles knock out fleas and ticks while leaving your dog looking and smelling like a champ. Follow through with a Hearts 2-in-1 collar. It stops fleas and ticks dead for up to 5 months, even if it gets wet. Hearts 2-in-1 Rid Flea Shampoo and the Hearts 2-in-1 collar. That's the Hearts 1-2 punch. It's murder on fleas and ticks, even ticks that carry Lyme disease. Hearts, everything good for your pet.
U.S. air transport planes have kept up a steady stream of mercy flights into Kenya, bringing food destined for hundreds of thousands of victims of fighting and famine in Somalia. So far, the airlift has brought in more than 200 tons of essential foodstuffs. Later this week, the U.S. will begin direct relief flights into Somalia itself. Four people have been killed and more than 30 injured in a bomb blast at a Roman Catholic church in the Philippines. Police say they had intelligence reports the terrorists were planning attacks in an attempt to stir up religious passions. The church is located in a predominantly Muslim area. Thousands of Greek workers are poised to launch a series of nationwide strikes expected to affect every area of the economy this week. The workers are angry over tough austerity measures instituted by the government. And while the other royals stayed behind in Scotland, the Duchess of York, accompanied by her two children, headed back to London today. Fergie's departure comes amid the latest scandal swirling about the royal family. 3 days ago, London tabloids published photos of her sunbathing topless in France with an American businessman. Nick Young, CBS News.
The Bahamas were blasted by Andrew's 150-mile-an-hour winds, the huge storm taking dead aim on South Florida as up to a million people scurried to the north, creating enormous traffic jams along Florida's highways. Dade and Broward County officials are bracing for what could be the worst hurricane to hit the East Coast since 1935. But National Hurricane Center Director Bob Sheets says the preparations may be for naught.
The total devastation we'll see, who knows? Our buildings are better constructed than they were up in South Carolina, and so we have some of the better building codes. But we're going to see considerable damage, certainly in the billions of dollars.
Many of Sheets' hurricane experts here were flown to Washington to stand by in case the center is damaged by Andrew. Rob Nabias for CBS News at the National Hurricane Center, Coral Gables, Florida.
Florida's National Guard is on alert. A million people have been told to evacuate South Florida. Some are, and some...
Sure. I would stay here when the water's knee-high.
A shelter? I have an animal. They won't let you take your animals to the shelter.
And not a bit afraid of them. I'll just go to the laundry room and have a frolicking ball.
Broward County Administrator Jack Osterholz says he's afraid people will decide too late to get out of harm's way.
We're concerned that at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock tonight, when they think they need to leave, that they're not going to be able to leave. We're going to start seeing wind effects in the early evening, and by that time, where you are is where you're going to be for until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Landfalls expected tomorrow morning. Interstate 95 North is very full.